In this bulletin, Prince Andrew and his accuser, Virginia Giuffre, reach an out-of-court settlement in the civil sex claim filed against him. The Kremlin holds talks with Germany to negotiate peace and security in Europe among escalating Ukraine tensions. And in sport, Novak Djokovic says he's willing to forego major tennis tournaments owing to his unvaccinated status. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghadib. Prince Andrew has reached an out-of-court settlement with Virginia Giuffre. Ms. Giuffre has been suing the Duke of York after accusing him of sexually abusing her when she was 17 years old. A letter submitted to the United States District Court said the parties had reached a settlement in principle. Court documents show the Duke will make a substantial donation to Ms. Giuffre's charity in support of victims' rights. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow a day after holding talks with Ukraine's leader in Kiev. In his opening remarks in the Kremlin, Scholz addressed the Ukraine tensions, but also noted Germany's economic ties with Russia, which complicate Western efforts to agree on how to penalize Russia if it chooses to invade.
Of course, it is clear that we now have to talk about the difficult situation as far as peace and security in Europe is concerned, as you have already done with my French counterpart. But I am glad that this is now possible and that we can talk about it, because the most important thing is that we solve relations between states through good talks with each other, and that this is the way it happens.
Russia announced shortly before the meeting that some units participating in military exercises would begin returning to their bases, sparking hope that the Kremlin may not be planning to invade Ukraine imminently. There are currently no details on where the troops are pulling back from or how many. However, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance had not seen any signs of a reduced Russian military presence on the Ukraine borders.
We will continue to monitor and to follow closely what Russia is doing. And the signs coming from Moscow about a willingness to continue to engage in diplomatic efforts, that gives some reason for cautious optimism. But we will, of course, follow very closely what's happening on the ground and whether this is reflected in some real de-escalation of the Russian military buildup in and around Ukraine.
The federal government will bring its controversial character test bill back to Parliament today after an earlier attempt to enshrine the laws was defeated late last year. The proposal would see non-citizens have visas cancelled if they're convicted of any of the proposed designated violent crimes, but sentenced to less than 12 months jail. The coalition has been accused of using this bill to try to pressure Labour on immigration policy ahead of the federal election. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke, who earlier this year used his ministerial powers to deport Serbian tennis star Novak Djokovic, says the bill is about deporting only the most serious criminals.
Any offence that is capable of being sentenced by 2 years under the designated offences, and that does not include drug offences, will be included in this bill. I've got to say what this is about. This is about serious violent crime. It's about sexual-based offending. It's about people that all Australians would agree should never come here in the first place, and if they commit one of these crimes, should be deported.
Novak Djokovic will not defend his Wimbledon and French Open titles if the tournaments require mandatory vaccinations for competitors. The Serbian tennis star says he is prepared to forego the chance to compete because he believes the principles of decision-making on his body are more important than any title. Speaking to the BBC, Djokovic says despite his personal decision not to get the jab, he has never claimed to be part of the anti-vaccination movement.
No one in the whole process during Australian saga has asked me on my stance or my opinion on vaccination. No one. So I could not really express what I feel and where my stance is, neither in the legal process, neither outside. So it's really unfortunate that there has been this kind of misconception and wrong conclusion that has been made around the world based upon something that I completely disagree with.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 38 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 26. Melbourne, possible late shower or storm, 30. Hobart, possible shower, 25. Canberra, mostly sunny, 29. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 27. Sydney, much the same, 28. Newcastle, partly cloudy with a top of 28 as well. Brisbane, a shower or two, 28 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, also a shower or two, at 33 degrees.